Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Well, is there hope, friends? I'm going to tell you there is. There is hope that Donald Trump can actually pull this out. And it's not just because of the Texas lawsuit, although that is a big part of it. But it's because of what you can do, how you can be involved. Even though you're not in one of these 18 states now that are part of this lawsuit, the Texas lawsuit, against the four states. I'm going to share with you how you can do that. I also want to share with you about something that's just profoundly important, and that's supporting our local businesses that are being shut down right now. And also, an interesting little tidbit that came out of the Arizona hearing with Rudy Giuliani. Well, there's something for you to consider there, and it adds into how you can be involved in all of this. But friends, right now, there are some of our neighbors and our friends in the local area and all over Oregon, but all over the country for that matter. But right here in Oregon, right here in the Mid-Valley, there are businesses that are restaurants specifically that are being shut down, that are shut down, at least from indoor dining. They're being destroyed. These are typically little businesses, while the big ones get to stay open. Same thing is true with your local hardware store. They get to stay open, but it's much harder for them to stay alive than it is the big box stores. I got a text message yesterday from an activist here in the Mid-Valley area about a particular restaurant. And I'm not going to say the name yet, but I will if this person is willing to come on the air. And the reason that I'm doing that is because there's a cost to standing up. There really is. There's a cost to standing up for what are your rights? And I don't care whether it's First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights. Your right is a business to operate. There's a cost to it. And one of our local businesses is willing to take a stand based on principle, based on the Constitution, but based on the principles of fairness, of what's right, what's smart. Then what we need to do is we need to support them. We really do. Now, this local business, and I talked to the owner of this restaurant. And this owner really, really wants to defy Kate Brown's indoor dining ban, but is really afraid, is really the only way to describe it, for a number of reasons. One of them is not just the heavy hand of government being or fining you, but it is all government that can take away, in essence, your ability to make money. Now, there's an example of this going on. I connected this particular restaurant owner with another restaurant owner out of Springfield that is, in fact, open for indoor dining, is being fined $500 a day, has lost her lottery license, which, by the way, those are tough to get. This Salem area restaurant owner told me that it took her 8 months to get her lottery license. She didn't want to lose it. There's a little restaurant called Along Came Trudy down in Springfield. And there's a KEZI 9 story about this, and I'll have it on the show. I have all this stuff on the show plan because all of this, friends, is something that I want you to consider participating in. And that is standing up and supporting these businesses that have chosen to take a stand based on principles, based on the Constitution, and frankly, based on what is right and fair. Along Came Trudy. Trudy Logan started this little restaurant a number of years ago. She has decided she's going to keep her business open, because if she doesn't keep it open, she's done. She's a small little business. Now, she has outdoor dining, also in tents. But she also has indoor dining. She was interviewed by Channel 9 out of Eugene. And here's what happened. And I called and talked to her yesterday. She's never had more business. People are driving from all around. I mean, she said there are people coming from Salem, folks, down to Springfield specifically to have lunch or breakfast at her little restaurant to support her. But it's more than that. There's also people that are there standing guard. Standing guard against what? Government officials coming in to shut her down. In fact, there's a lady by the name of Lori Slottenhout, who's also a customer, but she is also there to not allow these government officials to trespass on her property of Trudy. There are literally people there that are guarding the doors because there is a no trespassing sign. Now, I'm going to give you a little bit of a warning here, because what I'm about to share with you is something that you're going to see. Because I'm going to talk, hopefully, to a lawyer with the Constitutional Law Group of the U.S. They're lawyers. They have they've got an interesting symbol, basically a rattlesnake ready to strike with its mouth open. They have a notice to all government officials. This is what it says, and I'm going to read it to you verbatim because it gets back to how you can help. Here's what it says. You are in violation of your oath of office by trespassing unlawfully on the property of this business establishment. And you're committing an act of domestic terrorism under Section 802 of the Patriot Act. You are knowingly and willingly violating the rights of a business owner. You are no longer protected under judicial immunity and are now subject to being arrested and also sued in your private capacity. Rick Martin, lawyer. Constitutional Law Group .us. That's their website, Constitutional Law Group .us. Trudy apparently has this sign up on her door. Now, Oregon OSHA is fining her $500 a day. The OLCC has said it may take her liquor license. Supporters of Trudy say she has a constitutional right to do commerce as a local business. And many of us, including me, believe the governor certainly has overstepped her authority. Now, the city of Springfield was asked if the police, KZA, Channel 9 asked City of Springfield if the cops are going to take action against the owner. They've refused to comment. Now, you got to understand that Springfield, of course, is a much more blue-collar, more pro-Trump, pro-freedom and liberty town than what Eugene is. Now, people are standing up. So may be the opportunity for you to engage in similar activity, maybe here in the Salem area. We don't know yet, because this particular restaurant owner, whom I connected with Trudy to talk this through about the possibility of opening up, defying the governor's indoor ban on dining, just like Trudy did. You may have the opportunity to come and support this business. And believe me, if this person decides to do that, I told her I will put her on the air and I will promote it as much as I possibly can for you to make it a point to go to her restaurant for indoor dining and for, frankly, many of the people, the men and women who have been so helpful at guarding our protest events from Antifa, so that we don't have this idiocy that's happening in Portland right now, where the protesters are creating this autonomous zone, which is going into day three. Those people that stand against that kind of thing are going to be there to help this business, to stand guard against government officials. The other thing that you can do, and I'm going to advocate for this at this point, I'm going to advocate for what happened in Silverton, where the OSHA inspector who fined Courthouse Athletics the $90,000 got a protest at his home. I think that's the same thing that needs to happen in Springfield. And it's this: if the local officials come in there and try to serve her with a notice, those individual officials need to be protested at their home. And as this notice to the government says, can be sued in their private capacity. This is the other thing that needs to happen. Any public servant, employee of the state of Oregon, if you're going to engage in what we believe is unconstitutional behavior, I'm going to urge, this may be a little bit controversial, but I'm going to urge that not only do you get a protest on the sidewalk in front of your home, but you get sued personally. Friends, it is one of the only ways that we will ever get this nonsense to stop. What do you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. You think this is the right thing for me to advocate for? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 22 minutes past the top of the hour. Great to have you with us on Political Coffee today. You know, the whole goal of this show, by the way, I got a very nice email. It was a comment, actually, from a listener who listens online. And it was a comment through the website. It was a comment about, you know, I'm different in how I do a radio show. Well, yeah, I want to be different. And I wrote this woman back and I said, I want my show to be something of value. I really do. I want it to be of something of value. I want you to get something out of this. I don't want you to be bored. I don't want you to just get sick and tired of the same old thing over and over again. Every day, I want to help suggest to you ways that you can change your world. And I'm deeply appreciative of all of you. And Ray, I'm going to get to you in just a moment here. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'm deeply appreciative of all of you who send me things by email, like this great story Gail just sent me. It's about a Colorado church based on the Supreme Court decision. They're simply not going to follow Governor Jared Polis's his previously announced restrictions on houses of worship. This is High Plains Harvest Church sought injunctive relief from the governor's 50% capacity limit on churches. The governor urged the court to dismiss the case. Well, they didn't. And I got to give this guy, and he's a leftist, folks. Believe me, he's a dot-com multimillionaire. He's been very instrumental behind the scenes funding the left and taking over the state of Colorado. He's a former congressman. Now he's governor. He did the right thing. He decided to go ahead because he knew he was going to lose in court further. He decided to go ahead and say, okay, churches can open up. Now, the same thing is going to happen with the other churches in California, New Jersey, and Nevada. They all have appeals seeking injunctions. Still, even though they've been denied by John Roberts, there is some clear belief here. And this may be the dam or the crack in the dam, to be honest with you. The Supreme Court decision was powerful for your liberty, your right to worship freely. It's important. Now, there's an entire town in Washington State that is going to defy Washington Governor's Jay Inslee's shutdown orders. It's called Mossy Rock. They're going to have a big rally on Saturday. The whole town. 1,000 people live there. The city government is going to defy it. What do you think about that? 503-589-1220. Let's go to Ray. Ray, good morning. What do you think?
Morning. Have you heard the new Liberty slogan? Keep Oregon green, don't let it turn brown.
No. Unfortunately, we're a little late for that, aren't we?
Well, yes. But I just wanted to tell you, I have a new appreciation for people like the law enforcement and people that involved with taking care of the young people that are committing suicide. There's been an upturn of suicides, and I just have a new appreciation since I had to issue deeds for cemetery lots for young people that have committed suicide. So I don't like this turning brown of Oregon, so that's all I had to say.
Thank you, Ray. And in what you've just articulated is one of the truly sad results of what's going on here in America and right here in Oregon with states that are as restrictive as what Kate Brown, the restrictions she has put in place, again, many of which I think are unconstitutional. I think school districts like Tillamook has opened up. Right? K through 8, are going to be fully K through 12 here shortly. They literally are allowing in-person instruction only 2 days a week. I just I just think this is leading to such negative impacts on us, our society culturally, that it may be very difficult to come back from. Ray, thanks for the call. I deeply appreciate it. It's a sad, sad point. And what school districts need to do, and school board members, you need to have the courage to say, you know what, we're going to open up. Because you know what? The data is not there worldwide. And in America, the data is not there to keep the schools closed. Even the CDC says the schools ought to be open. By the way, do you notice how much China's involved in all of this stuff? Go to libertydaily.com and check out all of the China stories. By the way, you should also check out Freedom Heating and Air. They can make your house a lot warmer in the wintertime and a lot cooler in the summertime. They do that because they take care of their customers. They've got great emergency services. You know, if that heat pump of yours is not keeping up, or the furnace, maybe you ought to replace it. Maybe it needs to get fixed. Maybe it just needs a good checkout and a cleaning. Maybe it needs some new refrigerant, whatever. Call Freedom Heating and Air. They can do that for you. They've got great discounts for veterans and seniors. They've been in business in the Salem area here a long time, folks. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. That's their website. FreedomHeatingAndAir.net. When I come back, more about how you can actually get involved in this Texas U.S. Supreme Court case. And it also relates to what you can do here in Oregon. Back in a moment at 6:30. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes to the top of the hour, folks. Great to have you with us. Politics with a cup of coffee. Why? Because it matters. It matters in your life, in your world. It matters for everything you care about. Because quite frankly, where we're at in America right now, it's all on the line. Everything you hold dear is really being decided in this Texas case and probably the Georgia runoffs. Speaking of Georgia, by the way, there's something going on down there that I don't know. I don't know if it's cracking. I don't know what it is, but Lynn Wood sent out a video last night and announced that Georgia's, and I'm reading from the story here in the Gateway Pundit, Georgia's corrupt Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, refused to testify in front of the Georgia House Committee about election fraud. Since the governor, Brian Kemp, won't call a special session, the Georgia legislature apparently can't make him testify. Here's his tweet. Brad Raffensperger was scheduled to appear and testify tomorrow before the Georgia House Committee about the election fraud. He just backed out and can't be subpoenaed unless a special session is called. The governor refuses to do so. How convenient, he writes. Now, if you're Secretary of State and if you're claiming you're on the up and up and everything was fine, why would you not go testify? When you're a separate, duly elected official of the state of Georgia, you don't have to do what the governor says. You can go testify if you want. Why wouldn't you? What questions don't you want to answer? You know, Sidney Powell and Lynn would both say both the governor and the Secretary of State are corrupt, that they have been bribed. That's what they're saying. In fact, Sidney Powell said they have pictures of checks From who? When are we going to see those? Well, the Liberty Daily is reporting that, and by the way, Timothy, thanks for sending me this story early on, that Georgia Governor Brian Kemp awarded the $107 million Dominion contract 2 weeks after meeting with the Chinese Communist Consul General. Yeah, doesn't the HSBC Bank, just Chinese bank, didn't they give like $400 million in loan money to Dominion? But there's of course no coincidence. It's all coincidence. Look at Hunter Biden. All of these stories about the honeypot with Eric Swalwell. I mean, come on. The Chinese folks are so into our universities, so into our government officials. They send, according to Mike Pompeo's speech in Georgia yesterday, by the way, that China sends about 400,000 students per year from China to America. There's another headline here. It says Hunter Biden email names Kamala Harris and others as key contacts for a joint venture with a China energy company. And it goes on and on and on. Dale writes a great email, and it says, Jeff, why can't restaurant owners file suit using this federal statute? Their rights are being violated. And it's 18 U.S. Code 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Well, I think they should. I think someone should try that. I think Kate Brown ought to be sued in federal court, not state court. Federal court. Now she has and those lawsuits are still pending, but this is a different one. Now, again, I go back to, if these restaurant owners, like the gal that caught, if you just missed the first part of the show, and Art, hang on, I'm going to get to you in a second here. If you missed the first part of the show, I talked about how I got contacted yesterday by an activist for me to talk to a restaurant owner in the Salem area that wants to open up to indoor dining because she's losing, but she's afraid to. I hooked her up with Trudy, the little restaurant owner of a little place in Springfield, Oregon, called Along Came Trudy. She has opened up. She's getting fined by Oregon OSHA $500 a day. Her landlord told her he would pay the $500 a day fine. That's pretty cool. But she has more business. I called Trudy and talked to her yesterday. She said, I'm working harder than I ever have. We've got more business than we've ever had because people are driving from all around to support her because she is standing up and defying this. Now, I go back to what I said. And I'm going to ask Art this question in a moment. So you're being warned, Art. The protest against the OSHA inspector in Silverton at his home not only was appropriate, but it needs to happen more. It needs to happen to the people in Springfield, the government officials that may or may not try to shut her down. Because people are guarding the business in Springfield, not allowing government employees in there. But also, should they be sued? I think the individual worker should be sued. Now, the government agency is going to defend them. Okay, fine. But I'm telling you, having been sued, you don't like it. I know. And many of you who've been to court before, you don't like it either. It's a disruption in your life. So, Dale, thanks for a great email. folks, and I'm going to talk to you about how you can help here, because you can help, believe me, not just these local restaurants or other businesses like Courthouse Athletics or your local gym. You can help not just them, but you can help win the Texas lawsuit. You can help with the national election, even though you don't live in one of these 17 states, because Oregon is not a part of these 18 states now. But I got to go to the phones, as I promised, 503-589-1220, Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Art. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Am I being too extreme by advocating for not only protesting, but suing individual state employees that engage in this kind of destructive, unconstitutional behavior?
Well, you know, Jeff, you got to be able to take any steps to protect your rights. Of course, being able to afford it is another story, too, because we're all losing money, businesses, we're losing money in taxes, et cetera, et cetera. And so I'm all for fighting in any way that you can to protect your rights. Now, during this wonderful pandemic, you know, I've been losing about $6,000 a month.
Ouch.
Of my income. Because, you know, all these state offices are closed. The people are staying at home, and of course they aren't using the vending machines and stuff. But the simple fact of the matter is that we got to be able to make our own choices on how we protect ourselves, what we want to do, and not be dictated to. I mean, I've obviously been able to service some of my locations because some of them are still open. Unfortunately, I got to wear my face mask and wash my hands and all this stuff. But I choose to do that, and practice safety precautions. One of the things I wanted to say, Jeff, and I haven't heard it at all on the news, there was testimony at the federal level on this other drug. You know, they've been talking about hydrochloroquine and zinc, but there's another one now that they've discovered that saves lives.
Ivermectin. And,
yes.
That's what you're talking
exactly.
about. Yeah.
Yeah, you heard it, and so
yeah, there's a story about it on Newsmax, which
right.
I'm watching
so,
a lot of these days.
Right, so we should be able to take this drug, you know, to ward off the disease and get back to work, get back to life, and for our government, like, you know, Kate, she said, "Oh, I'm banning hydrochloroquine in Oregon."
She needs to be sued under the federal right to try law statutes.
Well,
okay. She needs to be sued for that, because you know what? You and I should be able to go take that. Okay. Just like ivermectin, any of these things and there are others that have been proven. If you just take them as a prophylactic, can work for you. Art, great point. Got to go to a break. By the way, quick programming note, folks. Starting on Monday, we're going to 3 hours on Political Coffee because I'm filling in for Stacey and Good Morning Salem for about a month. Back in a moment, 6:48. Stop!
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Hey, look, folks, I know what I just said about Kate Brown needing to be sued under the Right to Try Act. The Right to Try Act that Trump signed and championed basically says if you've got a terminal illness, you should have the right to try experimental drugs, even without FDA approval. I know that's not what Art was suggesting or what I'm advocating for in terms of taking, whether it's ivermectin or some of these other drugs, including whatever it is. I don't know why I can't say that this morning, but I can't. Anyway, it's the principle, it's the idea that you should have the right to choose to try medicine that you think is going to help you. In this case, it would be an expansion of, it would be a federal lawsuit. It would try to expand of that statute. Now, I know we don't like that, but you know what? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. The left is always doing that to us. So if the principle is at play here, then let's sue on the basis of principle, of your right to choose to use a drug, in this case, hydroxychloroquine, there I said it right, along with Z-Pak and vitamin whatever it is, zinc, as a prophylactic to keep you from getting this thing. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll read Lee's email, but I got to get to Glenn, who's been gracious to hang on. Glenn, good morning.
I agree with you there. The right to try. In Southern California, when I was at John MacArthur's church just last Sunday, I was with a friend, Ronald, and he actually had the disease. He was wearing an N95 mask and sitting way in the back of the tent because the church was full. And then when we went to lunch, I was in the car with him and talking about his sister because she also got sick. But she was allergic to hydrochloroquine, Cedars-Sinai Medical Center is where they were treated. But she had a one-night stay and then they tried another medicine and then she also got better. But his mom, also treated at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, she did not make it. But he said, Glenn, I didn't take her there because she couldn't breathe. I took her there because she had a fever. They did some things that I did not approve of, but people are surviving this, and they're getting back to their lives. And I was with him, and I haven't sensed anything. I'm doing the zinc. I'm doing all the things that Michael Savage told us to do since we even were doing all of our protesting here in Portland and everywhere else. And we just keep going. So the right to try, it's got to be done. These cities that are saying we're going to open up, more of them are, Atwater, Merced, down there. Are any cities here doing it, Jeff? Protesting back?
Not full cities. The city of Mossy Rock is planning to do this Saturday. They're going to, the entire town, it's only 1,000 people up in Washington State. They're going to have a rally at noon. They're at City Hall. The entire town is saying we're going to open up.
That's the answer. All the smaller towns and then bigger towns, one at a time, just start opening
that's
up.
Right.
And it'll just catch on like a plague.
You know, absolutely correct. And I'm telling you, I think there's a hunger for it. Glenn, thanks for the call. It's a great point. Before I go to Rich, I promised I would do this, so please listen. Here's how you can help win Trump's reelection. There are two stories, and I'll have them on the show plan. One is a story about how Trump can still win in 2020. It's from a life site. And it lays out all of his various avenues, and it's very good. But one of the most important is that even if we don't live in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Georgia, or Michigan, or Arizona, but we still, you and I still have a First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances for these decisions made in these states that directly impact our lives. So this website and another Gateway Pundit story have suggested letters that you could write in an email. The first one from LifeSite literally has each, every single legislator, House and Senate. It has their email addresses. And you can just start going down the list, folks. I mean, every one of these states, it's a long list, but it's worth it for you to take the time to do it. Gateway Pundit has the same thing. I strongly suggest that you take the suggested letter, don't copy and paste it, but change it a little bit. I think it's very important you do that, okay? All right, let's go to Rich. Rich, what do you say today, friend?
Morning. I've been reading some stuff from England, and they're saying that people that have allergies should not be taking the drug they're starting with over there.
Yeah.
Well, that tells you that this is, when these things come out, there's certain people that probably shouldn't take it.
Well, I think so.
And I think that's where the alternative hydroxychloroquine or something like that should be available rather than that. And they're also saying that the first shot is not bad, that the second shot has been very, what would you call it, not terrible, but very hard on the people that have taken it.
Well, that's why I think a lot of us are going to be very slow in choosing to get this. I'm not going to be one of the people wanting to get this thing, are you? This injection?
No. I've had some very bad reactions when I've taken a flu shot, so I'm very skeptical if I'm going to take this at all. I'm not going to.
Well, I'm not either, not unless I have to. Rich, thanks for the the point, by the way, then it's an important one. If you got allergic reactions, what are your options then? Especially if government or business says, hey, guess what? You can't fly on an airplane or you can't do business unless you can prove you've been vaccinated. Well, what if you have allergic reactions and you can't? What's your alternative, Kate Brown? Tony Fauci? What's your alternative? Oh, maybe you should let us try hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. Michael, thanks for the great email about just a joke about the backup alarm. Who, you know, on cars, right? Who invented the sensor? A Japanese farmer named Kawasaki. Also, trespassing per Title 18. Interesting. Also, Lee writes about accountability. About public servants being held accountable for doing their job in the manner that I talked about, suing them? Is that the right path? Well, we'll be able to talk about it more starting Monday. The show goes to 3 hours, Political Coffee, because we're coming in for Stacey Ann. Going to be doing some important work in Mexico. Make it a great day, folks. Tomorrow's Freedom Friday. See you then.